Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Understanding the principles of vaccination are critical when choosing what product to use, when to use them, and how to ensure the animals get the most benefit. Extension beef educator Lindsay Wachter-Mead talks about factors to consider when establishing vaccination protocols for cattle on today's almanac.
The first thing to do would be to have a conversation with your veterinarian. And I think that that's crucial for any plan. I mean, I'm always going to promote that for sure, but especially when you're talking about vaccinations, because it's really important to remember that vaccines are not one size fits all. And the protocol that maybe your cousin has, you know, in a different state, or even your neighbor that's like 5 miles down the road, may not fit what you need. And so starting out, before you even think about what vaccines to use, you know, talk to your veterinarian and discuss some issues that maybe you've had in the past. Are there certain diseases or conditions that you're really trying to prevent against? Like, have you had problems before? And even year to year is different. And so maybe you had something last year that was new, or maybe you've been vaccinating for something that you haven't seen in a long time. And so, I mean, that could be because of the vaccinations, but again, it may be because the risk isn't quite as high. And so starting that out with having that valid veterinary client patient relationship is going to really get you started on the right foot. So I like to refer to a vaccination like an insurance policy. So a vaccine is used to reduce risk of disease. So just like we buy insurance to protect from a tornado or, you know, hail for our house, a vaccine is going to help to try to prevent any sort of risk that that animal might be exposed to. So it's important to remember it doesn't 100% prevent disease, and not necessarily even just like in your herd. There are animals that will react differently to a vaccination. So each animal might create a different immune response across your entire herd. So remembering that, I think, is good, just to kind of give you an upfront. Now, vaccinations, they go through, you know, research trials, and they're going to see how well they are, how effective they work, and how long the duration works, and what type of immunity response those animals get. And so that also helps lead us in, you know, which vaccine we're going to use. And there's lots of different options. And I'm not even just talking about brands, but just, you know, maybe route of giving the vaccine, or what type of pathogen that's inside of it, and what kind of reaction are we going to get in our animals. So keeping that in mind is going to be good to kind of help you assess on the protocol that you get started to go with. And then also the way that the immune system works. So you think about, you get the vaccination, and the body recognizes that as something that's not normal. And so the immune system will start to look at that and say, okay, I need to kind of replicate this and create protection for the next time that I see it. And so you want to make sure that that immune system is ready to go. So there's some things that might affect how well the immune system will work. And one of those would be illness. So if your body is already fighting off something, so just like if we were sick and we had a fever, maybe we were fighting off influenza, it probably wouldn't be the best time to get an influenza vaccination, because your body is already fighting pretty hard to protect itself from what's going on. And then if you add on another vaccine on top of it, that might be where you're not going to get the reaction that you would want. So it's, think about your immune system is already kind of preoccupied with the current issue. And so you want to make sure that you're vaccinating healthy animals. So that's really important, especially when we talk about, I mean, at branding time for sure. You know, if you would have somebody that's really sick with scours, or you've got maybe an early respiratory thing, you might want to hold off on vaccinating that calf at that time. And obviously a big time would be like during weaning, when we have high stress events, we want to try and decrease the amount of that stress, because that also will affect how well the immune system reacts. So it's just like, we want to make sure that that animal is nice and calm and healthy so that it can get the best reaction from that vaccination.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.